In this week's Sedra, Parshas Truma, we have the mitzvah for Nasiyas HaMishkon VeKelov. The first Keli is the Oroin. The Oroin and the Badei HaOroin. By the Badei HaOroin, it says, B'tabois HaOroin Yiyu HaBadim Lo Yasuru Mimenu. One of the Taryag mitzvahs is a lav not to take the Badim out of the Tabois HaOroin, a halacha that didn't apply by the other Kelim. The Shulchan, the Mizbeach also had Badim, but they took the Badim out when the Kli was Bimkoimoi. The Pasuk over there calls the Pasuk says that you should make Batim. The Tabois is Batim Labadim. It's a house. A Bayis Labadim. That's what it says by the Shulchan, the Mizbeach. Masha'en Kain, by the Oren, it doesn't use the word Batim. It doesn't use the word Bayis, says the Netziv. Because a bias is something you go in and out. Sometimes you're in, sometimes you're out. So by the other Kalim, the Tabois was really a bias for the Badim. They weren't always there. Masha Enkein, by the Oroin, they were constantly there. Memela, it doesn't say the word Batim. But what's it coming to be Meramis on this Indian that the Badim have to constantly be together attached to the Oroin? So Zok the Meshe Chochmo Azoi. He says, Be'etzem, Kayadua, the Oroin was Merames, it was Kineged Torah. Kineged the Talmidei Chachomim that learned Torah. And Lamoshul, the Balaturim says on the Pasuk of the Kruvim, that the Kruvim were Pnehem Ish El Ochiv, says the Balaturim, what was the Kruvim being Merames on? It wasn't Hoiche in Yonim alone that it was coming to be Merames on. The Loshon of the Balaturim is Kmoi Shnei Chaverim Shenoisim V'noisin B'divrei Torah. It was a Chavrusa Shaft. It was a Chavrusa Shaft of learning. That was the Shnei Akruvim. The Chasam Sofer says that the Knafayim of the Kruv, together with its Roish, looked like an Ois Shin. So there was two Shins there. Two Shins is the word Sos. Sosa noichi al imrosecho kimoitze sholol rov. It was a chavrusa shaft learning with a sosa in v'simcha of Torah, and that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke. V'noi adati l'choshom. The coil of the Abish that came out from that place, mibein shnei akruvim. That's keneged the Torah. Says the Meshe Chochma, the Badim amaramis on machzike ha-Torah. The ones that hold up the Torah and support the Torah, the toimche Torah. Memela zok the Meshe Chochma, and he brings it from the Al Shech also. Lo yasuru mimenu shteit, that the machziki haTorah have to be constantly attached, constantly being machzik v'toymech Torah, tog every day, every month, every year, can say they're constantly being attached to the Torah. Lo yasuru mimenu. That is taka their chelik in Torah, by being mechuber and machzik the Torah. The Al-Sheikh adds on an interesting knech. He says that the Pasuk earlier says, V'yotzakti loy arba taboi zov. You should make four rings, four tabois, in order for the Badim to go in. He says, V'yotzakta is going on the Toimche HaTorah. Nichlal in their chiev is not just to give and support, but to make to find the Heichatimtza in order to give. It's not enough that they wait for the yeshiva, for the Talmud Chochem to come collecting, and memela they give. Nein, they have to create the heichat. If they can't find a way to give, no one. They have to go out and create the heichatimtza to support the Talmud Chochem and a mokim Torah. The yatzak deloy, make the tabois and then put the badim in. As I state in the Al Sheikh, and the pshat is because this is their schus in Torah. Their only chelik in Torah. It's through there's two ways to have a chelik in Torah, loimei Torah and toimeich Torah. And that's their chiyuv, to have their chelik in Torah al yedei toimcheho, memela, they have to make the tabois in order to enable themselves to become mechuber. Says the Al-Sheikh, lo yasuru mimenu, doesn't mean mimenu, doesn't say lo yasuru mimeno, from the tabois. Doesn't say lo yasuru mehen. From the tabois. It says, Mimenu, going back on the Oren, means the Torah. Don't separate yourself from the Heilige Torah. Perhaps we can add on The Oroin was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, b'mokim sha'ayin lo'yroaso, no one saw it. But the Badim were protruding a little bit in the Paroiches, and the Gemara says it was Kedode Isho. Memela, when you came into the Kodesh, you saw something protruding. It wasn't a hole in the Paroiches, you couldn't see the actual Badim, but it's Kaviyochel, the Badim were Meramis, that we are here. You didn't see the Oroin, just the Badim. I think we can say that that's another chiyuv over here, which is merames. A chiyuv of the Toim Chei Torah is that it should be nicker that each Mokim Torah has a Toimech Torah. Sometimes you can come to a yeshiva and it looks run down. It doesn't look like it's being well taken care of, a Talmud Chochom. That doesn't look like it's well taken care of, Nain. A chiyuv of the Toim Chei Torah is to make sure that it's nicker, that this Talmud Chochom, this yeshiva, has a toimech well taken care of. A person can see, wow, there's a toimech over here. Baruch Hashem. That's why the Oren itself was hidden from the Ayin, but the Badim were protruding, that people should know there are Badim on this Oren. Memela Azoy. Memela, we can go weiter. We know like this. The Gemara says that the Oroin was Noiseyes Atzmoy. Not only was it Noiseyes Atzmoy, the Gemara says it was Noiseyes Noisov. That means whoever was carrying the Oroin, the Koyanim, they put the Badim on their shoulders. The Oroin carried itself and the Noisim with. What is this coming to be merames? Derech Agav, the Meshech Chochma says this is another reason why lo yasuru mimenu. To teach us, you shouldn't think that the Badim were only there to carry it. Because by the other Kalim, you needed the Badim to carry. The Oren carried itself and it carried the Noisei HaOren. So you leave the Badim in there constantly to show that the Badim weren't necessary. Al Derech, the Rambam Shita that had Lokas HaMenoira, is Bein Bayoim, Bein Balayla. Why do you light it Bayoim if you don't need light in the day? It was coming to be Merames because, like the Medrash says, Loila Oiro Hutzorich. The Eibishter doesn't need the Or Mamish. Akolponim, that's another piece in the Meshech Chochmo. We want to go back to this Indian of Noiseyes Noisov. I think Rabbi Yisai Shteto Amoyu Dikazach. The Oroin, not only does it carry itself, whoever's machzik in the Eitz Chaim of Torah has all the skulas of the Torah. The Torah carries itself and the Torah takes care of not only the Loim Dei Torah, but also the machzike ha-Torah also. Alamailas was Loim Dei Torah having, the Kedusha and Torah that Amelis and Torah gives us, who adin, it goes over to those that are mechuber to the Torah, to those that are noiseyas ha-Torah. In many Sforim state that in the Shutvis of Yisachar Zvulin, not only is Zvulin Zoiche to the Schar von Talmud Torah, state a person has the ganze Chiyus comes from Limud HaTorah. The Gemara says in Soif Ksubas that Tal Shel Torah is Mechayim Esim. If someone is not learning Torah, or he's limited in the amount of learning Torah, but he has that Kedushas HaTorah Al Yedei Bing Mechaber LeTalmidei Chachomim and Torah. That's the Badim. It became Kli Echod with the Oroin. It was one Kli. There are Kamarayas that it's Mamish one Kli. As always, Mevu in the Chinuch. It's Mamish Miksha Achas. So when the Oroin was Noisei Atzmoy, it's Noisei Es Noisov also. In many Svarim state that La'osid Lovoy, the ones who support Torah will be Zoicha to all the ideas of Torah that the Loim Dei Torah have. They'll have the same yediyas in all the mesechtas and shas, the same lumdas and the same havona. And there's a moyudik at the hair, was stated in the Sefer Emes Liyankiv from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Vezoyis Abroche. He asks, we know that a person could be koine Torah only through amelus. Yisachar is sitting and learning, but they need omel haTorah day in, day out, schwitzing, in order to be koine Torah. How can it be, he asks, that Zvulin is working and he's supporting Torah and also be Zoicha to the Yedias Shel Torah? And he says, Azoi, Be'etzem kol echod ve'echod has a chelik in Torah. A malach was malamid him kol ha'Torah kula b'mei imoy. Elamai, when he was noilad, bo malach v'sosroi alponov, he was shochach es ha'Torah. Be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made kol echod should know kol ha'Torah kula when he was born. Oh, but the Indian is, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted we should be machzir the Torah that was taught us through Amelus. Oh, but what that Amelus is, it doesn't necessarily have to be an Omel in learning Torah. If you're Omel in supporting Torah, if you're an Omel in Parnosa, L'shem Achzokas HaTorah, that has a din of Omel HaTorah, and Memela, you're machzir the Torah that was taught to you by the Malach. Memela, you also have the Amelus. I saw B'Shem the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. We say, Onu Amelim V'Heim Amelim. Onu Amelim U'Mekablim Schar V'Heim Amelim V'Eino Mekablim Schar. He says, what are we comparing and contrasting? What does it mean, Onu Amelim? It means we're Omel in Torah. We're Omel in Torah and we get Schar Lafuke others. Pshita Maikomashmalon. Says the Or HaChaim, it doesn't mean Omel in Torah. It means if a person is Omel in his life, in his Parnosa, but L'Tzorech HaTorah. Onu Amelim U'Mekablim Schar means all the Amelis that we're doing is L'Shem Torah. L'Shem Achzokas HaTorah, that's what we're referring to of the Onu Amelim U'Mekablim Schar Schar K'Talmud Torah. Memela Dos licked in the Oroin that was noise es noise of Alas Kulas HaTorah apply, they spill over not only to the Loimdei Torah but also to the Machziki HaTorah who are Machzik Boi Tomid Lo Yasuru Mimenu. I would like to mention another Prat that the Gemara in Soita Lamed Hei, when it brings down that the Oroin was noise es noise of, it's talking about when Klal Yisrael was Nichnas to Eretz Yisrael at the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, how were they over as a Yarden? They crossed over the Yarden. The Gemara brings it down. The Kohenim Noisei Oroin Hashem stepped into the Yarden. The Yarden split. Klal Yisrael crossed over, and then the Kohenim stepped out backwards. They stepped out. The Yarden was Choyzer Limkoimoi, and then the Oroin picked itself up with the ones that were carrying it and carried them over the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael. They didn't cross into Eretz Yisrael the same way as Klal Yisrael did. They had their own nace of being carried over the Yarden. And the Meforshim asks the Radak on Yeshua, he's Toimea Mo'oid. Why do we need this nace? Why couldn't they cross in the same? They could have crossed the Yarden when it was split. The same way that Klal Yisrael crossed over the Yarden. Hayam Yisov Liochor, that's what we say in Halil. Hayam Ro'ov Ayonois, Vahayarden Yisov Liochor is referring, the Yam Ro'ov Ayonois is Kriyas Yamsuf. Hayarden Yisov Liochor is referring to the nace of the Yarden. Of Frechter Adak, why did we need that the Yarden was Choyzelim Koymai and a whole separate Mahalich, a separate nace that's Lechoyra Einoi Tzorich, that the Oroin carried itself with the Noisea Oroin over the Yarden? I think, B'derech Jewish, we can say that it's coming to be Meramez and a Moira de Gazach. When a person goes through Oilam Hazeh, there's obstacles. There's Choymois, Horim, and there's Nehorois. Aber ein mazel li Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a different hanhoga, and sometimes when a person has to cross a Yarden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu splits the Yarden. He splits the Yarden, a Yarden Yisov Liochor removes the obstacles to make them go different ways. That's the general klal of ein mazel li Yisrael. When it comes to Torah, we have to know that Torah has a whole different plane. Torah is lamalim and ateva. It's lamalim and amokoim, lamalim and azman. There are no obstacles in Torah. It's not the pshat. We have to rearrange the obstacle course that the Torah can go through. The Torah picks itself up and go in the air and goes over the Yarden. A total different mahalich from lech teich acharai bamidbor with mayim from the be'er mon min hashamayim. Not the derech ateva bechlal. And that includes not only the Oroin, but the Noisei HaOroin with it. It's coming to be Malamed. When a person makes Cheshboinos in Oilam Hazeh, we have Oilam Hazeh Dike Cheshboinos, but not by Torah. The Medrash says in Shir HaShirim, a chacham v'tipesh. The tipesh says, how can I learn Torah? It's so gross. I'll learn a little bit today and more tomorrow. I'll never finish the Torah. And the chacham says, no. Shnei alochas hayoim v'shnei alochas lamocher, and Yetz Hashem will be able to finish kol haTorah. And the Medrash brings Kama Misholim, comparing this cheshbon of the tipish to the chacham. And l'chayr tzorech iyun, because l'chayr the tipish is right. If you make a cheshbon on pen and paper, there's no way we can finish kol haTorah kula in our lifetime. It's an emes a cheshbon. So why is he a tipish? Why is the chacham right? The answer is because the tipish is measuring with oylam hazeh dike cheshbonos. He's looking at all the obstacles and how to work it out a little bit today. And the chacham says, nein, learn two halachas today, two halachas tomorrow. Do what you could today. Do what you daf today, a daf tomorrow. A mesechta this man, a mesechta next man. And somehow, it doesn't add up. You add up the cheshbonos of paper, it doesn't add up to Shas, to Kol HaTorah Kula, to the Madregas and Torah we have to reach. But the Oroin is Noisei Atzmoi. It doesn't go on the ground through the Yardin. It has different mahalach that we can't imagine. It's not Oilam Hasadike Cheshbonos. Mietz Hashem, we should all Zoicha to continue steiging in Torah, be Machzik Torah, be Mechubra in Torah, to be Zoicha to Allah's schoolers from the Torah.